It's Sunday morning, time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host on WGN Radio, and hope you're having a... It's certainly been a warm weekend in the Midwest, but we should have warm weekends after all. It's the summer, and if this, I was talking to you in January, we'd be complaining about how cold it was. So this morning's show is going to be with Brett Seibert, who is the general manager of the Northbrook Sports Club, which is hosting the World Championships in just a couple weeks of the English Sporting Championship, World English Sporting Championships, which is the premier shooting event, shotgun clay target shooting event in the world. So I thought, Brett, it would be great this morning if you could talk to us a little bit about clay target shooting in general, what's happening with the sport, and specifically, what's coming to Northbrook and why this is such a big deal. And you and I have had the pleasure of knowing each other for many, many years. I'll say you're a much better shot than I am. But after all, you live at the Northbrook Sports Club, so you should be. So thanks for joining me this morning. And do you just want to tell us what this is all about, the World Championships coming to Chicago?
Yeah, sure, Charlie. Nice to hear from you. It's August 5th through 11th at Northbrook Sports Club in Haynesville, Illinois. That's the Grays Lake area. The club used to be in the town of Northbrook, but moved out here in the late 80s. We have 1,200 international competitors coming. The main event is a 200 target event. They shoot over 3 days of sporting clays. All clay targets, all sorts of different presentations, and we'll have shooters ranging from the best in the world, professionals, to just local guys that have a lot of fun doing it. So it's there's also, that's one 200 target event. There's a potential, I think, to shoot 1,500 targets over the week. There's a 9 or 10 wow. other events going on at the same time. So some people are going to go nuts and shoot a lot, and some people are going to come concentrate on one or two events.
Shooters, though, are coming from all over the world. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We've got, I believe, 150 from England. We have the British team. There's a team championship. We have a Spanish team, an Italian team, a Polish team that's mostly based here in Chicago, the members of that team. We do a real nice opening ceremony, and there's teams for the different age groups and different genders, and then there's an open team that's the big deal, which is 4 or 5 of the best shooters in the world from each country.
And is that an invitation only? So could I show up for the open and say I'd like to win the world championships?
You absolutely could. That's kind of one of the fun things about this sport is you can travel around as much or as little as you want, and you'll get squatted up with 4 or 5 other shooters, and you might, you know, there's a lot of random squatting, and you might end up with one of the best shooters in the world or 2 of them on your squad, and which is kind of exciting.
Huh. So at this point in time, it opens in a week, basically 2 weeks. If somebody wanted to enroll or sign up, how would they do that?
You can sign up online on winscore.com. Has online registration, and also the Gun Club, Northbrook Sports Club website, which is northbrooksportsclub.org, has an informational page and links to get signed up.
So have you ever hosted the World Championships before?
We have. In 2012, we hosted the World FITAS Championship, which is more international sporting clays. Pretty much the same sport with a different set of rules. You start with a low gun. The gun's about 10 inches below your shoulder, and there's a few other rules. And it might be some people think it's a little tougher, some people think it's a little easier, but we've had the World Championship FITAS here in 2012. We've had the U.S. Open in 2015, which is another big shoot, and now this is the World English Sporting Championship.
So
all very big shoots.
other than me, when I hear the World English Sporting Championship, I think of, you know, starched shirts and jackets and stiff ties. What is the difference between FITAS, the FITAS World Championship, and the English World Championship? Is it like NASCAR versus something else? What's the difference?
It is very much like that. The English sporting is what Americans shoot. That's just sporting clays as we know it, which is they call it a free mount. You can have the gun mounted in your shoulder when you call for the bird, and it's probably the most common. It's by far the most common sport shot in sporting clays in the United States. FITAS is a little different format. You shoot from three different pegs. It's maybe a little bit more formal, and there's a gun mount involved, so you have to start with your gun down somewhat low. They're very similar, skills.
So is this
I'm sorry. The FITAS organization is an international organization, and then the Sporting Clays is run. English Sporting is run by the National Sporting Clays Association in San Antonio, and in England by the Clay Pigeon Shooting Association in England.
So what brought it to Northbrook? What did you have to do to get it, or how did this happen?
The English Sporting, the World English rotates every year between Great Britain and in America, and it typically, up till the past couple of years, it was always held at our National Shooting Center in San Antonio when it was in America, and they opened it up so every second time that it was in America, clubs would bid for it, different clubs. So we bid for it, and we're after a vote of the powers that be, we were awarded the shoot.
So can spectators come and watch? How does all this work? So if I'm listening this morning to you and I'm thinking, gosh, I really would like to take my family up or go watch the best clay target shooters in the world compete. Is it open to the public? What's available?
It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to go watch if you're not involved in it at all. Because it's spread out. We're spread out over 700 acres, and it could be a long walk and somewhat limited parking. But there's vendors and there's exhibitors here, and we welcome people. It's how many we can fit, sort of problem, you know.
So. Tell us a little bit about the Northbrook Sports Club. I know you used to be in Northbrook. I knew you many years ago there, and now you're in Haynesville. It is, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of the largest facilities in the country, and certainly in the Chicago area, it's the premier all-around shooting facility. If you want to be a clay target shooter, whether you're a novice or if it's all about clay targets, can you just tell us a little bit about the sports club?
Sure. We started in 1947, and it was in Northbrook at Lake Cook and Finkston Road. For people who remember it, driving by on the tollway. The Army Corps bought that property, condemned it, and bought it in 1988, I believe. And we moved up and bought 600 acres of farmland that was a hunt club up in the Grays Lake, Haynesville area. And purchased some more land along the way. It's a member owned club. We have about 1,160 members right now. We actually have a cap of 1,200 that they may be looking at raising. We shoot sporting clays, skeet, trap. We have a nice clubhouse, addition going on. Probably throw about 3 million clay targets a year, and are definitely one of the top three clay target clubs in the country, and I think probably the nicest one, my opinion.
So it's not often that the Army Corps of Engineers does you a favor.
they tried not to.
Usually when the Army Corps of Engineers or the government comes knocking, it's not a good thing. But in
not
your
at
case,
all.
You probably wouldn't be in business if you still were where you were 30 years ago versus where you
are now. It was a tiny spot. I think it was 20 acres, you know, just a tiny little three-hole trap club. So it wasn't much, and it's gone on to be one of the premier clubs in the country. So we're pretty happy with how it turned out.
What a vision you have, you and your board and members have built, and I've had the pleasure of being there many times. And I must say, it's a tremendous treat to go there. And so, the English World Champions are coming. Give us the dates. It's called I'm going to make sure I get this right. It's the World English Sporting Championship coming to the Northbrook Sporting Club. The dates are
August 5th through August 11th.
And what is your website if someone listening says, geez, I've never heard of Northbrook. I love to shoot clay targets. Maybe I should become a member. What's your website they can go to learn more about you?
It is northbrooksportsclub.org.
Northbrooksportsclub.org. And we are visiting with Brett Seibert, who is the longtime general manager. And Brett, I thank you so much, and I hope your world championships are a phenomenal success. We think of Illinois, and we don't attract a lot of world championships anymore because we seem to run off more business than we bring when it comes to these kind of things, and particularly when you talk about shooting, even when we're talking in your case about shooting shotguns. It's one of the toughest states to do business in. Before we go to a break, and I'm going to have a quick question for you. How, given the Illinois Firearms Owner's Identification Card, you know, having to have this card to possess a gun in Illinois, how do you handle that there with shooters coming from all over the world? Are they exempt from that because they're not Illinois residents?
Yeah, strangely enough, that only the card only affects Illinois residents. So they can buy ammo. They can do everything. They wanted to buy a gun, they'd have the same problem. But it's kind of like a gas tax. It only affects your neighbors. So.
It only affects us law-abiding citizens in Illinois, right?
Without a doubt.
Well, anyway. Well, Brett, I thank you so much, and I wish you all the best of luck with the World Championships. It's a great honor for the state to have this, and a great honor for Northbrook. And after it's all over, maybe we can have a conversation about how it went.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thanks, Brett, so much. That's Brett Seibert of the Northbrook Sports Club. This is Charlie Potter. I'll be back in just a moment after the break with more on the Great Outdoors Show. But first, a message from our Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And it is pretty exciting to have the World Championships of anything come to Illinois or to come anywhere. And the English World Championship, Shooting World Championships, coming to the Northbrook Sports Club here in a couple weeks, beginning the 5th of August, is a really neat deal. And if you have a chance to go up there and watch some of the, I know Brett Seibert said it's not the easiest thing to do to watch, but if you have the chance to go up, you'll see the best shots in the world competing, trying to break clay targets at distances that you and I would ordinarily not even consider shooting, and at speeds. It's a pretty exciting event. I wanted to talk for just a moment before the end of the show about the Pittman Robertson funds and what is taking place or potentially taking place that it goes to show if you open Pandora's box, at least if you do with the government, you don't know where it's going to go. And I would have to say that I admit I am partially responsible for opening Pandora's box, and I wish I hadn't. But the Pittman Robertson funds were set up many years ago to fund a tax, as many of you may be aware, on the sale, it's an excise tax on the sale of firearms and ammunition. And those revenues are to go to acquiring and managing land for hunting in America. It has been the single largest source of funding for the acquiring and management of land for public recreation we've ever had. And that was its sole purpose, and that's the only way it could be used. The taxes collected, the U.S. government then distributes it back to the states based upon their participation in outdoor shooting and hunting activities, and the states can match the funds, and that's how it works. Several years ago, many people became concerned about the lack of individuals entering the shooting sporting field, and hunting in particular. And so it was agreed that a small portion of this fund, these taxes, could be used for hunter education to begin to enable states to have better hunter education courses, to make it easier for hunter education and to get people into the field. So that was an education became a part of the Pittman-Robertson funds, and I was a supporter of that. That taking place because I felt it was really important that we provide hunter education in a much more easier and more efficient manner than we were, because I and many others have believed that hunter education is the biggest impediment to people being able to go hunting because of this course, the requirements, going in person, all those things. So Pittman-Robertson funds were used for that in part. Well, now, here we look at now what the possibilities for Pittman-Robertson funds are, and it's as though we opened the trough and said, how would you like these funds to be used? And every possible venue in the outdoors from the Department of Natural Resources now is looking to get a tiny chunk of the Pittman-Robertson funds for things for which they were never intended, communications and public relations. And so the reason I'm mentioning this today is we're going to have to somehow stop the floodgate. We're going to have to close the door and say, no, Pittman-Robertson funds cannot be diluted. It is so important that they be used for the acquisition and management of habitat and lands for the hunting opportunity. And we can't have them go for public relations and communications, which, as many of you know, once you start doing that, how do you describe what communications and public relations are? And the next thing you know, the Pittman-Robertson Fund will be so diluted that the most meaningful fund for land conservation in our country's history will be gone. So that is the threat that we face, and it's a reminder that we have to be very, very careful when dealing with state and federal, quote-unquote, lockbox funds. If the wording of how those funds is to be used is not very clear, there are going to be lots of individuals who start to stick their fingers in there to try to steal money out. And PR funds, as they are known, is something that is so crucial to the future of hunting in America. And if we see a dilution of this, we are going to, in fact, be in real trouble. More on that in the coming weeks. I do hope you have the chance to go to the Northbrook World Championships, the English World English Sporting Championships, beginning August 5th up at the Northbrook Sports Club at Haynesville, Illinois, near Grays Lake. Thank you so much for listening this morning. I'll be back with much more on the outdoors next week. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.